where we have this reading, see, all of a sudden, did you notice we're talking about love as we advance in Lent? You know, it's give up, give up, give up on our minds. But in the Lord's, it's love, love, love. I was in the monastery, I was teaching this very text of Hosea 14. And another one in 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. It was I who taught him to walk. I held him up to my cheek like a father with his child. This is God's reminiscence, you see. Because this is certainly the prophet of love. Well, as I was teaching this, it so happened that somebody called up, a fella called up, and Father Anthony answered the phone, and he said, my wife has left me, and I can't stand the pain, so I'm going over there and kill her and then kill myself. And Anthony said, would you come by here? Come here first, just talk to us. So he came, and I met him. And this is where I saw Hosea. That man had such a love for that person that her leaving him, it was like every nerve in his body was raw. He was in such pain. And it wasn't like I miss my wife and I wish he hadn't done that. No, no, this was... And that's what happened to Hosea. Every prophet tells the story of his prophetic call. Those are his credentials. Jeremiah, you know, what do you see, Jeremiah? I see the something coming from the north, well seen. I'm pouring out my wrath from the north. Or Isaiah. Well, Hosea's prophetic call was this heartbreak with his wife. And that's how he got an understanding of God and God's love for us. And we're just like that wife. And God, you'd think God would just say, you know, the heck with him. But he doesn't, you see. And that revelation of God's love, you see. And so that's what he's saying here, you see. Finally, that man, he didn't go kill his wife. And he finally went and won her over, and I met her. A nice girl. No idea how she was loved. None. They'll make it, and through him mostly. And they'll have children, and they'll die and go to heaven, and I hope. But the girl, maybe in heaven she'll catch on. No idea how much she was loved. And as I looked at her, I said, that's us. We have no idea how much we're loved by God. None. If we did, we'd stop sinning. We'd run out to tell the whole world about him. We'd take care of the poor. We would. But you see, it's very interesting on this Friday of the third week of Lent, as we're getting into Lent, as it were, you see. We would have this text, you see, and I'm looking for that part where it says, and, you know, God is thinking in another place, you know, say, but I will not let my wrath pour out, because I'm God, not man. I'm the Holy One in the midst of you. But every time we, you see, and this is our teaching for Lent today. I would really like to improve. Yeah, I'm sure you would. Hang around with God. Seek God's face every day. But there's a lot of trouble. I promise you it's worth it. Seek God's face. Because when you start to understand how much he loves you. That's when you'll change. I mean, it's good to do spiritual push-ups and, you know, fast and all that stuff. That's good. But love, see, love is something else. And to love God. And Hosea understood that having experienced the love of God, he saw how a God is married to us. And we're so dumb, we don't even know what that means. Like that woman. Nice girl. But there's no way. I hope as life went on, she got it. You know what I mean? But to see the man in that pain because his wife had left him. It wasn't like, yeah, well, you know, I'll get her back, or I'll get a divorce, or the heck with her, or that's really too bad, or, oh no, this guy, every fiber in his being was in pain. And that's what Hosea is telling us about God. So it's a very important, and you see how the readings are starting to change, huh? We had give alms, stop sinning, all that stuff, right? And now all of a sudden we're talking about God and his love.